Welcome back to The Big Something, in-depth conversation on culture and ideas in the Pikes Peak region. I'm Jake Brownell. Here is an organization in the Pikes Peak region that brings people together to celebrate the art of performance poetry. At monthly open mics and slam competitions, Here provides a space where poets can share their work and hone their skills as writers and performers. This summer, Here sent several poets to the National Poetry Slam in Oakland. Big Something intern Charlie Neves spoke with the team members prior to their trip.
For me, writing in general, when I was writing poems for the page, and especially when I was writing them for the stage, it's always been about survival. It's always been about survival and about trying to take these words and these thoughts that otherwise would have just gone extinct in my mind, and maybe I would have gone with them. There were points in my life where I thought I would. It is in being able to speak and be accepted and heard and admired for this skill that I've worked so hard at that I am able to keep being here. And what makes me feel like I'm home.
Spoken word poetry is an art form that begs to be heard and challenged. The meaning of this poetry exists in the space where written word meets performance art. Since 2011, the Here organization in the Pikes Peak region has provided a space for this art form. Co-founded by Luke Sissel and Susan Pfeiffer, Here fosters community through local open mics, workshops, and poetry slams. Here states that their mission is to listen, write, and share. Recently, Here sent a team of five poets to the 15th annual National Poetry Slam in Oakland, California. Before the event, these poets discussed their own ambitions, what slam poetry has the potential of achieving, and why this increasingly popular, fluid art form matters.
All right, I'm Cam Eckmeyer. I don't have a stage name.
Nico Wilkinson. I'm a spoken word poet, part of the Here 2015 slam team.
I go by the name of Bees J, which is actually Jamar Beasley. So, not that hard.
My name is Mallory Everhart. I'm a competitive performance poet representing Here at the National Poetry Slam in Oakland, California.
I'm Andrew. Andrew Ziegler. I have people. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
I want to be a jazz man to say something, do something, change something, change everything, to never finish this work in progress.
There's a lot of people that don't have a voice, and they don't know where to go to get a voice. Poetry is one of those major outlets that allows you to speak your feelings and emotions and not feel scared to let someone know how you feel and be accepted for it. And there's people that are out there that are like, I thought I was alone. I didn't think anyone else felt that way.
Poetry has always been a service. Poets have always been servants to a community. If you look at the griots in Africa, and you look at the bards in Europe, you know, in history, poetry has always been it's always been considered a necessity, enough so that there is a position for it. And you can see that when people say, I'm hurting and I need a poem. And then you give them a poem that you can just, you have it in your head. You are the library. I would say it's a gift, but it isn't a gift. It's what people are entitled to. Everyone is entitled to poetry.
Some of the most profound moments I've had participating in this art form is not being on the stage itself. It's the connection with the audience members when they come up to you and say, oh my gosh, thank you so much for writing that poem, because you know, it connected with me in this way. And building those relationships and starting that conversation, I think, is one of the greatest strengths of this art form.
I always get really nervous before going up on stage. But once I'm up on stage, it's like this euphoria that happens where I'm like, that's when at any moment I can feel like, oh, I'm supposed to be doing this, or I should be doing this, or I'm not in the moment. But if I'm on stage, it's this moment of radical presence where I have to be in that moment if I want to perform well. And it's just a matter of existing in the place you're in with the people you're speaking to and understanding that they all have their own experiences too. It's this huge revelation of community and of human individuality. Let me hand over my soul without splitting. Lock fingers and hold the Reaper's hand before he grows too grim.
Give me a funeral for the living. A death with dignity, surrounded by those I love.
How blessed the countdown of heartbeats to single digits. The sacrament of hearing goodbye.
A gentle exhale of body.
A relief.
There are enough people in this art who love it so much, even though they despise it sometimes, because it's a game. Yeah. We've turned art into a game, very much so. But it still is really about the people in that art, and not about the way that you play the game.
Please welcome Beans, Jay.
Eric Harris. Dylan Klebold, Adam Lanza. Pulled my trigger looking for peace. But I am not a peacekeeper. I'm a manifestation of fear, hate, and anger. Grim Reaper, I am a gun. You take me to school. Cross the line from your waistline. Pull me from the trenches of your trench coat. My gun smoke unloads. Columbine reenactments. Virginia Tech copycats. Your actions will be hooked in the sands of time. Your name will ring bells in the hallways, adding on to the list of kids pushed too far. I can stop you from being bullied. Can you see that my results?
I didn't know people could speak with such authority about social issues. I had never seen people take the stage with regularity and you just go in really hard. You say the things that people are afraid to say. You call yourself out on what you have done. You write about it, then you tell people about it. And I think the value when it comes to social issue change and justice and is giving, quite honestly, giving anybody who needs the microphone, and then amplifying it out to an audience, amplifying it out through the speakers, because there are issues that nobody will talk about until they're on that microphone, until they're given a choice, until they're given a chance. And I really do think that SLAM, I'm really excited to go to Nationals to hear the stories from other parts of the country that I don't know about yet. And I think that's SLAM's power.
When you get people in a room whose sole purpose is just to listen and have open ears to whatever is going to be said on stage. I mean, I've had people say, you know, I disagree with you, but I'm glad you said what you said.
And that's where the power of slam poetry comes in for me. If I can acknowledge that the problem is actually out there and then get one or two or three or maybe even 10 other people to acknowledge that the problem actually exists, then we can actually start doing something to get something done with that problem.
The most important thing about slam poetry is the listening. You know, because I can write about, you know, in whatever injustice until I'm blue in the face, but ultimately, like, I'm a middle-class white woman. Like, I've got a lot of privilege. Yeah. But listening to the stories of folks who are at the intersection of different identities, who are writing about their experiences, they bring to it the depth and the validity.
100 feet away from each other, I hate to fear the worst when I see a black man.
I hate to fear the worst when I see a white woman.
But passing you on abandoned streets is the nightmare I've been taught to have. All catcalls and wolf whistles, all thug and aggressive. These streets spell assault for me.
All accusations, dispatching police. They shoot first, ask questions later. These streets are death row for me.
When I see your color is violent tendencies.
My baggy jeans is hiding something.
Your walk toward me is predatory.
My skin is motive enough to lead me to your slaughterhouse of assumptions.
when you see me as anything other than
police processed meat, making sure the morgue stays fed.
I lower my head to prevent suspicion like I have been taught.
I carry my keys like claws to defend my body like I've been trained. I'm just trying to get home safely.
I guess my goal is always to try and be more vulnerable. And it can be hard because anyone who's seen my poetry know things about me that, like, not everyone would on the street, you know, and I just have to be comfortable with sharing that with rooms full of people that I don't know, and I don't know, like, how they could use that information or how they would interpret it or how they would interpret me. But I have to just be okay with continuously, like, pulling apart these layers between us and all these walls to just be like, hey, this is who I am. It might be who you are too. Like, we might be exactly the same in this way. And maybe I'm speaking directly to you. I try and read my words like I'm speaking directly to every individual in the audience. After a heated conversation about Ferguson with my parents, after recounting the words of black mothers, black fathers, black poets about the heartbreak, the fear, after telling my parents about parents like them who are afraid to raise their children under the jowls of police dogs, my dad ends the conversation with, well, Nicole, America isn't the worst place they could live in. Lately, I've been thinking about America. I've been thinking about my childhood, sitting on the lawn on the 4th of July, watching fireworks go off in the distance. Fireworks are simple things. Gunpowder in a canister igniting, creating a loud bang. A star-shaped hole in a black sky. Guns operate in much the same way. I want this to be what I think of when I think of America.
I think when a person is brave enough to stand up in front of a group and talk about a topic that is important to them, they are giving everyone else in that group and everyone else who can hear permission to also say or also express or join the conversation. People start putting their true selves out there. All of a sudden, everyone's like, well, here's my true self. And you know what? Maybe we're not that different. And like, here are the areas we're different, and let's talk about it.
If you've put everything that you need to into that poem, and for a while after you're done, you don't have much left. And then if you get the reaction you want, that's kind of like a recharge. It's like, yes, I have put this out and I have received back, you know, so you don't come back empty. It doesn't happen perfectly all the time, but the times that it does are just magical, and that's why you keep coming back, because it's kind of this like addictive, intoxicating experience. I don't know where I'm gonna go from here, but I wanna make art that matters. I want to, you know, touch people with the words that I'm putting together. So however that looks.
I devote most of my time to this. I, except for a few other arts related skills, you know, this is what I do. And if I could do this, and I don't just mean, you know, just going up on stage and performing, I also mean like empowering others to do the same. And working to take all the silence in the world, that really loud silence, and just break it in half and let everything out from everyone who needs to let it out. The hope being more people will find this world bearable.
Hear Hear Group poetry team took third place in their first preliminary round performance and second place in their second round performance at the National Poetry Slam in Oakland. Mallory Everhart will go on to represent the team at the individual World Poetry Slam Championships this October in Washington. Hear Hear hosts an open mic potluck the first Saturday of every month and a poetry slam every third Wednesday. Everyone is welcome.
That was Big Something intern Charlie Neves speaking with Nico Wilkinson, Cameron Eckmeyer, Jermard Beasley, Andrew Ziegler, and Mallory Everhart. members of the Hear Hear Poetry team, which competed at the National Poetry Slam in Oakland earlier this month. All the performances you heard in that piece were recorded at the 2015 Poetry Slam Team Send-Off Show at the Tim Gill Center for Public Media here in Colorado Springs. To listen to that piece again, and for more information on Hear Hear, head to krcc.org.